Hello. So, I'm here in Taipei. My name is Richard. And I want to talk about a new webpage, which I want to do. And I don't know, it's just kind of hard to explain trying to write it all down. So I thought maybe if I recorded some of my comments, it'd be easier to understand. Now, I do have one Microsoft Word file, which has references for various things. So, to start off with, I'm looking at the top of the webpage of the American Bar Association. Here it's AmericanBar.org. But for some reason, I'm having trouble logging on to that website. So there's a web archive backup page, which I have listed here. You could look at that. So now, let's see. I'm looking on my computer here. If I go in there and look at this webpage for the American Bar Association, obviously I see this header here, which has something like October 5th, 2019 or something. And all this information at the top, which is actually from the webarchive.org. So obviously I don't want that. And then below that, I have the ABA on the left side. And then it has some menu buttons, events, CLE, shop ABA, member directory, join, login. So all I need is about maybe five of these menu selections. Obviously, they won't be these names, but maybe you can do just like events 1, events 2, events 3, events 4, events 5. It has a little lock and a search button on the right side. I don't need that. And then on the American Bar Association, if you go down the page and then come back, then they have a blue menu that is displayed. Seems to be using some kind of JavaScript effect, but I don't need this extra blue menu, which talks about us, membership, news, diversity, advocacy and initiatives, topics and resources, ABA groups. I don't need that. What I do need is after this ABA menu, ABA top menu, under that, if you look on my Word file, I want to put in a slider effect. And the reference for this slider is down here. It's a cleanbeautytw/profile-dd, blah, 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 blah. You can get the web address there. That's what I'm looking for, a slider effect there. But you have the left side, you have some sort of graphic there, and then you have the right side, which is that slider. Okay, on the left side, I just want to have a simple graphic. Maybe you can make a simple graphic. It will just say Taiwan Autonomy Foundation. Use some attractive kind of typeface. And then it will have a flag next to there. Now, in my Word file, I'm not able to put the flag next to the words Taiwan Autonomy Foundation. It's not convenient for me to do that. But the flag should be right there next to that. And you can get the flag from this Taiwan Autonomy Ningcom address. Okay, then on the right side, you have that slider. And it's moving slightly slower than this cleanbeauty.tw webpage. And then, where do you get the images for your slider? Those are in the TW Defense Info, Assets CH, /images/headers. So I don't know, you could get 7 or 8 images out of there, the ones you think are good. Okay, coming back to our American Bar Association webpage, it has ABA, but I want to change that to TAF. TAF, you see in my Word file here, and I was thinking of using this font. It's available at www.dafont.com, and then it says Yonke Black. Okay, then coming down, the lettering changes I have. It's like if you're looking at the web page of the American Bar Association, they have these small headers, and then they have this bigger, topic that's being discussed. And so I want to keep that that kind of ratio. You know, I mean, when it's the small letters, I mean, smaller type size, then it's smaller type size. And when it's bigger, it's bigger. Just sort of follow along with the flavor of the American Bar Association. So you can see I'm saying here, where the American Bar Association is saying top legal news of the week, I'm changing that to fully updated research report. Where the American Bar Association is saying AB President to Reporters Immigration System in Crisis, I'm changing that to U.S. Defense of Taiwan Responsibility Report. Learn more with an arrow, I'm changing to download or read online with an arrow. You have the photograph of the lady, I'm changing that to this image of a book cover. Okay, and then I'm still writing this book, this English language book, which I'm writing, and I'll have that, you know, made in PDF version, and then it'll be available for download off this page. So I'm not sure, I'll need some kind of download counter, you know, where that. Now, I'm not exactly sure if it's a good idea to have the number of downloads right on this page, or would it be better if I had the download counter, but the statistics I would see on a separate page, you know, a separate page of statistics that I would have access to, but other people would not. Might be better to do it that way. I assume you know some way to deal with making a download counter. So we could talk about that if necessary. Okay. So the American Bar Association talks about death penalty representation project. Change that to 最新研究报告. And ABA program reaches milestone, honors pro bono attorney. Change to 美国防卫台湾责任报告, 英文版. Then you have an arrow. Change to 直接下载或线上阅读, and then an arrow. So I don't know. Is it possible for them to read it online? Or if there's this PDF thing there? I guess it downloads automatically to your computer. I'm not exactly sure how that works. I mean, sometimes it seems like I read a PDF online, but I haven't really downloaded it. So maybe it's being downloaded into some other subdirectory in my computer and I'm not aware of it. I don't know. We'll have to discuss that. Here's some more lettering changes you'll see in my Word file. Public education, that's just deleted. New Supreme Court term confronts range of authority issues. Deleted. The bottom of the page, you make a green strip across the page, and then you add the white lettering, Taiwan Autonomy Foundation, Los Angeles, California, USA. Put that lettering towards the middle, and then you have your return button on there, which I believe just returns for now, you can make that just return to the main web address, which is just the www.twdefenseinfo. It's just that main address, because this is a subsidiary page off of what will put the main page on there. So in terms of this web page, if it's if it's shown on a cell phone, then it'll be responsive. So it on the American Bar Association, it's sort of like three columns. But if it's on a smaller screen, I guess it would just be stacked up, you know, the leftmost lettering, and then the picture, and then the rightmost lettering, if there's whatever there. I think there's some there. Right, so that would be that. And then if you go down on this American Bar Association page, then they have a picture of some statue, the holding a sword. The ABA is for everyone. Claim your membership. I don't need any of that. I just have a very small web page. The bottom is the green strip. And then under there you have the return button. You know. So that's what I'm trying to explain here. I hope you can understand what I'm saying here. So we can work on this if you can maybe come up with some kind of initial first version of this kind of web page. Okay, so I will end my recording here. Thank you.